It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back, and we have another amazing guest, Joe Sixpack, and his book is Socialism Sucks. He has lots of comments, and I'm watching this parade of fools and satans that are trying to go to another scam against Trump. I think Trump needs to start a parallel DOJ investigation. These people like Rattler and Adam Schitt and Nancy Pelosi, they need to go to a psych institution or a place where they can have exorcism. These people are nuts, and they're socialists, they're devils. And we shouldn't have this in public discourse. It's destroying the country, it's putting us in danger, and every one of these damn demon rats supports socialism, which is basically totalitarian control by a super state. It's unbelievable, isn't it? This is actually in public discourse, and half of the American population, they say in these polls, which I don't believe, but there's a lot of people anyway that do, they believe the media, who are lying like crazy. They believe him, Adam and Nancy and this idiot Nat Rattler, I call him, the Nadler. And they believe that Trump committed a crime. Now, Trump's not perfect. He's still pushing 5G networks to recycle toxic water and GMO food, but he can be educated. But the man has got good intentions. The fact is these people don't, and they make it real obvious, don't they, Joe? So where is this going? I mean, to me, I have to take an anti-nauseant to watch the damn news now.
Hey, Dr. Bill, thanks for having me on. Yeah. I mean, I do agree with you. The only thing is that I would also just say that all these people are doing is role-playing. I mean, on the left and the right. I mean, you know, the ridiculousness. They're like little children throwing mud at the wall and seeing what sticks. And, you know, anybody, like we kind of talked a little bit yesterday when we were chatting, you know, any redneck on a couch like me can sit there and watch what they're doing and see exactly what they're up to. But at the same time, nobody on the right calling them out for it. Nobody calling their bluff. They're like Pavlovian dogs. They just react to whatever the Democrats, whatever mud of the day they throw on the wall.
Right.
And the media, of course, you know, the willing idiots, as Lenin used to call them, just perpetuating the same. I mean, it's all garbage, and that's why Trump doesn't take it seriously, and why he blows them off. I don't know if you saw his little back and forth with the media before he got on the helicopter today, but it was classic. I mean, he gives these people, you know, no quarter, no consideration. He just, he had this one great motion where he gave somebody the hand to, like, go ahead and speak, and when they started doing one of these stupid, you know, Me Too kind of questions, he just brushed that guy off and went to the next guy.
Yeah, I heard him actually brushing it off and showing how inappropriate his question was even. And the guy didn't get it. He had to repeat it three or four times to the moron. It's like, you'd think that this guy had Preheimer's disease. That means Alzheimer's of the young. How's that? Preheimer's. I got a new term for you because I like to make up words to kind of crystallize with dark humor. Because sometimes, I don't know if you have this problem, but I have a problem. When I was born, I was a little precocious kid, and I have very high IQ. But I was never born with a shut-up gene, and I don't have a reverse gear. I don't have a forward gear. And that's not very acceptable in the public. I'm a social idiot, okay? My wife knows it. I'm not going to be appropriate and not say something when I see it's appropriate in so-called mixed company or whatever. I'm not a racist. I'm not an idiot, and I don't put up with crap. Now, I would assume that you're very similar in some ways, that you tick people off. I heard that recently they decided they had this special ceremony for one of the cops that died. Here in California, and the sheriff in the actual district here in Ventura County stated they're not even going to allow these so-called conservative speakers, and they're not going to be putting out big, you know, vote for Trump kind of garbage, but they wouldn't even allow them to come and actually have the even ceremony. The sheriff is not going to permit these two conservative speakers to come. Now, a number of Californians, I'm not one of them yet, but I'm getting pretty ticked. want to leave the state for three reasons: high cost of living, high cost of housing, and a culture of disgusting demon rats. Look at Nadler. I mean, luckily the courts went over it. He tried to take Trump off the ballot because he wouldn't submit his tax returns. How the hell can they do that? I mean, even the previous governor of California knew that this would never fly, so he even pulled it when the legislation was pushing it. Even the previous governor before this guy Gavin Newsom. Now, you got to understand what's going on here is we have an active coup going on. This is not an investigation. This is a coup. And the guy is not a CIA whistleblower. He's a spy. And he's operating like a spy. He even interacted with Schiff long before this thing got up.
I don't even interrupt you, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even think there is a whistleblower. I think that's a complete load of BS.
Well, it probably is.
It's a fantasy, for lack of a better term. The horde. That's right. They're all acting in concert. Yeah, this was coordinated. There's no guy.
Doesn't surprise me at all. But you see, the thing is, we can't tolerate this. And I'll tell you the physical consequences of it. Number one, let's say that we had an event happen with Houthi rebels in Iran, and they attacked another Saudi Arabian thing, and a bunch of Americans died. Because they did attack our drone base, by the way, that protects these oil fields, the Houthis did, with the help of the Iranians. Now, you got to understand, the Iranians are only doing this stuff because they got Russia behind them. Putin is behind a lot of this nuclear crap. Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Nicaragua.
Absolutely.
And the Chinese are totally behind it. And here is Trump, thinks he's negotiating for a hotel, saying, I got to get along with Xi because he liked my chocolate cake in Mar-a-Lago. Trump, let me get a message through to you, Mr. Narcissistic Apprentice Trump. Because somebody likes your cake, he's a freaking human-killing dictator. Xi thinks he's emperor for life. And he wants to steal all the manufacturer and technology of commercial goods in the world. And his Belt and Road program, and I've argued this with Harley Slinger, who's on again on tomorrow, is simply a takeover of minor countries that get in depth their eyeballs and in the hand of airports and ports for the projection of Chinese power around the world. If you don't think so, you're an idiot. Russia knows, absolutely, unless they knock out America, they're never going to be the Soviet Union again. In fact, they're really particularly mad that we give all these tank-killing weapons to Ukrainians. And we're not going to stop selling the tank-killing weapons to Ukrainians. This idea that we're going to do a quid pro quo and not sell them, are you kidding? Our military-industrial complex are smacking their cheeks saying, hey, Trump, we want to sell more of these things. Trump's not going to stop it. If you think the Russians are going to get their jaws, take tanks across the border and take back Ukraine, you know most of their Sharvat, which is their Satan missile systems, were not made in Russia. They're made in, Tobolsk, Ukraine, which is eastern Ukraine. Do you know the previous capital a few hundred years ago of former so-called Russia was Kiev? Do you know that the people of Crimea are 95% Russian? And eastern Ukraine, the Donbass kids and all these people, they speak Russian because they're Russian. But guess what? They're Ukrainians now, and they want an independent country. And now they got a comedian who's actually the new leader there, because our State Department pushed the last idiot, who was a drug cartel controller, Poroshenko. Used to call him the Chocolate King, yeah, because he controlled, I guess he controlled chocolate, but he also controlled the human prostitute and drug trade. The most corrupt country on earth has been Ukraine.
But Bill, it's not just them. I've traveled in Eastern Europe, and I've talked to people, business owners there, and you know what happened after the Soviet Union fell was that the communists then became the crime lords, and they divvied up. You would take prostitution, I would take gun running.
Exactly. But that's always the way. Let me explain.
Yep.
In medical school, I got to insert this comment for you, and I want you to comment on it. When I went to medical school in 1973, one of my classmates was Yana Zidorov. Her father was the head of gastroenterology. He came from the University of Moscow. Very brilliant guy, big guy, 6 foot plus. Very brilliant gastroenterologist. But she would tell me stories when we would have lunch, and she'd say, you know, and she was very straightforward, very intelligent, big lady, big Russian lady, like built like a tank, literally. And she'd say, if we wanted a something to play music, or we needed borscht or anything we wanted, because we were in the Communist Party by the charter, only 10% of the Communist population, the Russian population, could become the members of the Communist Party. It wasn't for everybody. 10% of the Russian population by their own charter. And it's only the oligarchs, the white Russians, that are a specific high class, that had access to everything. That's why Putin gets a chunk of everything, because he's probably the blood descendant of the Romanov princess and Rasputin. That's why his name is Putin. They should put a little Ras in front of Mr. Putin's name.
Right.
Okay? Now, let's get the same message for the Chinese. If you don't belong to a secret order inside China, you don't get advances. And our secret orders interact with their secret orders, and they make dirty deals in Washington, D.C. The district are criminals. And they go over to cities like that, and they transfer technology, including like Lockheed Martin or Sputnik, through the British stock market to make sure that when we set up the satellite phones back in the late 90s under Bill Clinton, we transferred advanced targeting technology to China and Russia so they could accurately hit our cities with nuclear weapons. Did you know that? And they gave supercomputers to the Chinese. Oh, no. I mean,
we've been selling out our countries for the past 60 years. Absolutely.
Right.
And that's,
right.
I think that's what you're seeing right now, by the way. With,
right.
And this is the thing about the Democrats and their projection and so forth. I don't mean to go off topic, but a little
right.
bit. Look what they've been pushing this Russia collusion bullshit, Trump, for the last 3 years. And now it's turning out that, well, we knew that it was Hillary and Obama that were communists, but now the same accusation about Ukraine, and it's actually the Bidens. And that's going to kill him in the election. I mean, you know, projection.
See, Biden's not an anomaly. Biden and his son are a standard operating procedure.
Absolutely.
That's why Biden feels so obsessed by this, because he knows what he's been doing for the last 50 years in politics. It's not an anomaly. All of the district are criminals. The D.C. people do this. This is standard, you know, musical chairs between government and big corporations and transnational deals with foreign countries to strip our nation of 60,000 factories in the past 30 years. And even the manipulation under Reagan to get us to let China into the WTO, thinking they're going to become nice communists. What a pile of crap. The large 30%, 80% of the new billionaires in the last 25 years, since they've become members of the World Trade Organization, WTO, 80% of the new billionaires are communist Chinese PLA members. Please continue.
People in this country do not understand how the real world works, because this country is an anomaly. We are like a bubble of unicorns and rainbows, and you know, we came from honest beginnings. With the people who signed their death warrant, which was the Declaration of Independence. But all these years later, as I said last time, I think when I was on your show, we haven't had an existential threat in this country since World War II. Most people think like this is normal. This is not normal. The real world works like that. It's gangsta.
Well, let me fill in a factoid here and then pull it back. The early founders of America didn't even believe in parties. They knew the British were trying to take back over our banks and repeated tries, and that's why I think it was Hamilton shot that shootout with this other buddy. What people need to understand is the British set up the communist Chinese and set up the Russians, the oligarchs, along with the Vatican and the Jesuits. The British have been trying ever since, and I call the chief reptile the Queen and previously the Kings, to actually run everything, to control the whole world. And they work basically, they're just proxies of the Rothschilds. Since the Napoleonic Wars, the entire nobility of Britain are controlled by the Rothschilds, the Red Shield, high-level Masons around the world, and their families that are secret orders. If you don't believe this, you're an idiot, and you're going to suffer for it. Back in a moment with more, with Joe Sixpack, and I'll let him talk more segments, so don't say STFU, Dr. Deagle. He'll talk in a minute.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. You know, one of the problems we've had on the program, we had him on a few months ago, was Stefan Arnaio. And he wrote a book called The Hard Times Make a Strong Man. The wussification of society, where men are no longer men. What that means, we're the protectors of women and families. We stand up and we're willing to die for the truth. And we use dialogue rather than violence to actually try to deal with our other people who disagree with us so we can come to consensus. The other side doesn't want consensus anymore. They think they're going to bring violence. In fact, people need to understand this. They plan on vaccinating Americans in various states like California here. They passed a law on September 9th so that you couldn't get your kid into school unless they're vaccinated. 4 years ago, my daughter, who has Down syndrome, was about to be vaccinated with Gardasil. I told a school nurse, if you vaccinate my daughter, I have a vaccine for you, but it contains lead. And then I gave a big, long lecture to them because I'm an expert in immunotoxicology. And now if this state tries to force vaccinate me, they're going to be going to court, number one. And number two, if they actually physically show up with forced armed vaccinators, they're going to die. Because all of these technology on the son of a bitch is that they have never seen even Delta Force. So if they think they're going to remove the guns from 93 million armed Americans that are innovators and have backbone like me, they're morons. They're going to die in their own spit and vomit and blood. Okay? And that's a guarantee. That's not like a, oh, Dr. Diggle, you shouldn't threaten. This is not a threat. This is a guarantee. This is a take it to the Lord in prayer. If you try to see if you're going to force vaccinate me and my family, you're going to die. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. I want to slap them on the back and give them a nice meal and have a dialogue and say, here, I want to make more affordable health care for everybody. I don't care what skin color you are. I don't care what your religious background. Just don't tell me I can't eat, say, pork or anything else, even though I know the origin of pork. Don't tell me that you're going to control anything about me. And do understand that we're all Americans, that we actually have to protect our culture from illegal citizens, no matter what their culture or background is, just invading and expecting a whole bunch of goodies. Or foreign powers controlling our industry and shipping it overseas, including our technology we invent, so they can then take over, because our economy is totally innovative. If China gets control of our total innovative economy, we don't have one. We'll be worse than a third world country. But these damn politicians are so corrupt, and they need to have term limits, and limits where they can't even lobby after they leave politics. They can't go be lobbying into industry. If we had lobby laws and term limit laws, it would put an end to this crap. They have the, I call it the laws of Cincinnatus, the ancient Roman Senate. Cincinnatus said, I don't want another second or third term. I'm going to go back farming. And so these were written by the ancient Roman historians that he had the right attitude, which is, I served the people one term, I did good, and I'm leaving. I'm going back to farming and my family.
What the problem?
What?
The problem there, Bill, is? The problem there is, of course, they're never going to do that. Our country was founded by very similar people. And
right.
They were farmers, they were plantation owners, they were shop owners. They would get elected, they go up, they put their cousin in charge of the show while they were up there. They do the best
right.
they could for business, and they'd run the hell back and run their business. And now
right.
we have people going to law school and the Ivy League schools, going up there for a career to get rich, and they're never going to pass term limits. It's up
no,
to
no,
us to pass
no,
term
I'll
limits.
I'll tell you
what,
you know, first off, I don't do it to the legislature. Here's what I want people to do, and I have a solution. One of the things that you have to understand about Deagle is you can give me any problem on earth, and I'll give you a breakdown of the problem solution. On the bottom of my shop by products is a thing called How to Win in Court, and we've had Dr. Fred Graves on many, many times over the last 14 and a half years. You get the course, it's $240. You take it, and you start suing. You sue your local politicians, you sue your corporations, you sue the public health, you sue everybody. And you don't need money. You don't hire a freaking lawyer. The lawyers are the problem. They're always in secret orders, and they're always worried about being disbarred. You sue, and you also sue it in a way that can appeal to a higher court. It drives them crazy. You can tie them up so much in court. The whole system is dependent on, quote, the law. That's why they're called bails. The Bar Association, which is a British authorized registry, is in every nation in the Western First and Second World War, and they're basically proxies of Britain's satanic, luciferic, satanic, Greco-reptilian elite that run the world through the law providers, who are the bales that control property. And if you are a pro se litigant and you start filing suits, you tie them up. They won't be able to vaccinate you. They won't be able to take your property. They won't be able to force you out of your home or whatever, or not insure your home after a fire burns it out. But you need to do so pro se litigant. Don't think that you can elect somebody or get the right person in. That's a pile of crap. Writing letters to the editor, it's a pile of crap. That's why I don't believe in educating. I believe in shockucating. You listen to my show, it's like listening to shockucation. You're going to get shocked. You're going to get ticked. Some people say, I'm going to slam that radio down. I'm going to turn that thing off. I don't want to hear Diggle anymore. He thinks he knows everything. Guess what I do? And if you don't think I do, and don't accept right away, please don't accept anything I say is true, go and research it and then pray like hell, not on your knees, on your nose on the ground. And then when you hear the answer from God, do something about it, because you don't understand. You're looking at the future of yourself and your family. They want to slaughter you. Do you know they have a website with my name on it with a little twist, Deagle, DEAGEL.com? And this is a U.S. military site that says they're going to reduce the world population by 85 to 87%, 83% in America by 2025, which means there'll be around, something like 12 cities of 5 million each, around 65 million. That's it. The rest are dead. Okay? In the central United States, that's what they say. They're not even starting to build these so-called resilient cities because of ecological collapse that's coming, they think. So when people say, well, I think they really care about me, look at all the Democrats. Their environmental agenda is mass genocide. Get it? This is not even shielded or hidden anymore. It's right out in the open. I saw Patrick Moore, who was one of my cohorts back 50 years ago when I was a charter member of Greenpeace and a founder of Greenpeace before the damn globalists took over. Okay? So get it and say, well, I want to spit on you, Deagle. Look, I don't mind. I'll wipe off your spit and I'll still love you and care for you and die for you. But I won't take a centillion of crap thinking you're just going to do ad hominem attacks and say, STFU, Deagle. No, you need a STFU, and you need to start thinking, and you need to start doing something, because I'm going to shock you, get you into the truth to save your hide, your nation, and your soul. What do you think of that? Shock you.
I love it, and I wish more people would be like that. Everybody's so, that's the problem on the right. I deal with people every day in my business, and they're so afraid. They're afraid of being labeled.
Well, I get even young doctors. I had Dr. Joey Elith on last week with Dr. Betty Martini. He's a young, good doctor, but he thinks he can educate people. No, you need to shockucate them. No. For example, when I get a doctor, let's say a specialist in a different area. Now, do you think anybody on earth can match their intellect with Dr. Deagle? I've yet to meet one. Do you think Alex Jones wants Deagle on the show, or Mike Adams, or anybody else? Of course not. Because even if they bring out some truth, which is good, I'm going to bring out all the truth. It's like I'm going to peel back all the dirty flesh of the dead body. I'm going to take my bone saws intellectually out, my scalpels and my bone separators, and I'm going to do the full autopsy of the information, not just partial. And it's pretty damned ugly. You better bring your intellectual antinausians to the autopsy room with Deagle, because this show, when I get really ticked off, because right now I see the attacks on Trump as being... Now, Trump is a moron himself. He thinks he's going to recolonize Mars. That's why he keeps on talking about Space Force. But he's pushing stupid stuff because his advisors are idiots and Satanists. And, you know, I don't support either party, but I will vote for Trump again if I get through to the guy. I prophesied last month, because God told me, on the 12th of September, he will send a letter to you. He did. We received it exactly on the 12th to John W. Spring, because we're the whistleblowers. And why are we the whistleblowers? Because I'm not only an expert on international missile defense, because I took care of the missile defense people 25 years ago, Space Command, I also have a background in every area of science you can imagine, including astrophysics. And I started getting visions 2.5 years ago about missiles in Venezuela and La Archila Island and in Nicaragua. And I asked my expert, who was the first whistleblower, John W. Spring, of the 1961 Cuban Missile Crisis in 1983, and I said, I want you to research, because I'm not an idiot, okay? I like to have all three Keno balls fall down like Vegas with the same numbers on them. And I said, okay, if I can go through the sewer net, my intel agencies, because they have contacts in the intel agencies, including the FBI and CDC and CENTCOM. And then I hear with God, and he God actually said, Deagle, you know what? I'm going to show you a vision, a wake vision, not an ayahuasca or a marijuana or any other mind-altering drug or nutraceutical. And I'm going to show you a standing vision of what's coming. And he did. So I asked my buddy, and after several months of research, he said, oh my gosh, Deagle, you're right. And then I give the article back in January to Jeff Rentz, and he said, well, Deagle, if you're correct, if you can get satellite photos, this is Pulitzer Prize winning. So I said, God, I need satellite photos. And guess what? Within hours, I had satellite photos of everything. And then Jeff Rentz not showing respect, because none of these idiots showed respect. The last time I was there with Ted Anderson at Genesis, 14 and a half years, I could not even say I had a show on the network on commercials for my products, because they were competing with me because they couldn't sell gold now. They were selling and flogging all kinds of inferior nutraceuticals of non-functional medicine doctors. They didn't want me to even say I had a show on the network. And none of the other guys in the network would even invite me to come on their show to ask questions or raise issues or give solutions. You know why? I'm like a loaded cannon on the deck pointed toward the captain's cabin while he's still snoozing. Okay? So get it. If you think you want to attack Deagle.
That's exactly why Trump got elected.
Right.
He's that kind of guy. And
I'm like, listen, we have similar ancestors. His mother's a MacLeod. My ancestors are MacLeods in Scotland. The toughest SOBs on the planet are the Scottish MacLeods. Okay?
Yep. And you don't parse words.
I don't parse words at all.
You take one of mine,
my love for you is not dependent whether or not you love me. I got my Christian big boy pants on. I care for the human race. Whether they want to spit on me or kill me or whatever, I'll keep praying for them. The last drop of oxygen, the last molecule leaves my mitochondria. I've got my big boy pants on. I'm not an idiot.
Yep.
I don't expect people to be mature enough to actually... And by the way, you can't take away sin with good works, which America is foolish enough and the churches are. You can only take away sin by shamaing, hearing, doing God's will. And guess what? The most vile, nasty thing you can do is to not listen to the words of the prophet. I am not just an apostle, but I'm a prophet of the end of the age. God sent me back 60 years ago from heaven to specifically give this message today. And if you don't damn well listen to me, there's no grace left. All that's left for you is annihilation. You're not going to hell to play games and get hot drinks in hell with Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson. You're going to be annihilated, okay? Okay? You're going to cease to exist. This is not a joke, people. And I'm a serious guy. People say, well, how serious are you? I said, when I told God, he said, do you want to go back to Eagle? And I said, Bill, and he said my Hebrew name, which, by the way, I can discern your Hebrew name, with three Hebrew letters on your white stone. I can tell you what it is. It takes months to do so, but I can. And he cried, and I said, well... He said, if you go back and you fall away and do evil things, I'm going to destroy you. I said, oh. I said, I love you so much, God, I'll go back anyway to save your people. And he cried, and he said, not since your ancestor Moses. Anybody said to me, face to face at heaven, before you sent me back, and for this reason, when you fall away, I'll shake your ugly human carcass, is what he said to me, and I'll make you a son again. My ugly human carcass. Here I am, a little 8.5-year-old boy with a Johnny shirt on, spattered by blood, because they cut an artery in my neck. So he raised his hand, and all of a sudden, I'm down the tunnel of light, wake up, an ether mask on my face. 18 hours later, I'm waking up with blood going in both arms. They kept me on isolation at home for 3 months because they figured I was going to die. I did. I was resurrected at birth 5 years ago, and just in January. God resurrected me 4 times against the son of a bitch called the power of the prince of darkness. And I'm still jabbering. And believe me, the devil wants the eagle to shut up. I'm not going to until the last mitochondria leaves, until it's the Lord's will. But if you don't listen to me, you're going to suffer. And I have co-prophets. I believe that you may not realize this yet, but if you don't just reject me out of hand and say, that Deagle, man, he's a loudmouth schmuck. No, I'm not. I'm a loving, God-loving, love the human race no matter what person that realizes unless we change and repent. And you know what repentance requires? Action. It doesn't require, yep. I think you might be right. Stop the wussification of America. Men, stand up. Strong women, stand up. Seek the truth and take action. Otherwise, our nation will die and we will be destroyed.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And welcome back. Now, I did too many rant fests here. I also want to give you the opportunity, Joe, that we can do some video perhaps this weekend on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. We'll go to your website. What's the name of your book, and how do they obtain it?
The name of the book is Socialism Sucks. Your money's in your pocket.
Exactly.
And it's available at major book retailers, on Amazon. You know,
I got
it's
it.
$10.
It's good. I got the book right in front of me.
Yeah. The
it's
idea
a great book.
Is it's written for young people. It's short, you know,
right.
2 to 5 pages. And the idea is not that you or me are necessarily going to go run out and buy this book. It's written very simply. It's for young people. It's to give to your kids, to your grandkids, to your nieces, your nephews.
Well, they're being diseducated.
Not, not convince them to be conservative necessarily, but tell them to use common sense. Look at the problem, see what's going on, look who's benefiting, look where the money's flowing, and then make your conclusions. Don't listen to your professors, don't listen to your teachers, don't listen to the media. Think for yourself.
You know what I would say your book is? It's a worldview antidote.
Yeah.
You like that? Worldview antidote. It's an antidote to the crap that's in the universities and schools now. And now they're teaching these kids, hey, there's only one sex and 63 genders by per the United Nations. Hey, we're going to actually remove, I think, where did they say they're going to remove the toilets now? Is it in New York? They're going to remove the urinals because you don't want to have male urinals even in male
bathrooms. Seattle, I believe it was. And then there was a backlash.
It was Seattle. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that crazy?
I think it was Seattle because then the women started complaining, oh, now we have guys come in here and they're peeing on the toilet.
You couldn't. Minor consequence, hey. Nothing worse than now you sit down on the toilet seat. You thought they put up and they didn't put it up and they peed and they got pee on the toilet seat. Nah, dang. Consequences.
Well, they even addressed that in Europe because I was in Europe before I moved back here in 2010. And they had something that in German that they called Sitzpinkeln. What do you think that means? Guys sit down when you take a leak. And that's how they adjusted, what they didn't foresee when they, started this whole nonsense 15 years ago.
So the consequence is you have an explosion of Sitzpinkeln. Oh, gosh. Now, I want people to understand I'm a decent person. They're not going to find either smarter, tougher, or more loving. And I'm willing to die for people. But I don't put up a scintillium of crap from anybody, not even God. When I think God needs to show up and I'm thinking, hey, God, I'm suffering, I'm dying here now, I say, guess what? He always shows up. You can't do anything without God. In fact, you can't take away the sin of even stealing a cookie without God removing that sin. Sin is never against man or nature or anything. Sin is only against the Creator. And the Creator is also the destroyer. If you tick God off enough, he's going to destroy you. Okay, but it gives you a long list of grace. And the last drop of grace are the apostles and prophets at the time of the end. And the most vile thing you can do is not mass murder or even abortion. It's to spit on the prophets that could save your soul from eternal damnation and destruction. People don't know how bad that is. They think, oh, well, it's just optional. I hate Deagle. Man, he's a bad mouth. Or other broadcast hosts, like I put in calls, for example. I'd love to get a dialogue with Mike Adams, and he was on the Gen 6 conference, and bring him on. He said he's a Christian, he does this and that. I know he has CIA background. I don't care. There's military people in CIA and so on that have a smattering of, I know about Jesus, I want to be a Christian. I'm going to make you a Christian, not a pseudo-Christian. Most of the Christians out there in America, as they say that sarcastically, the devil in America is a Christian, but his gospel is going to take you to hell. And a lot of churches are preaching a gospel of foolishness that means that's why we still have abortion. If we have 78%+ of the nation are Christians, why do we still kill babies? Why does the Democratic Party think it's not just bad, but abortion is a terrible thing? But they even want infanticide if the child survives birth. Why? That's because they're not N-O-T. They're not Christians. They're liars.
No, they're not. And by the way, the majority of that is going through the quote-unquote Planned Parenthood. What a nice-sounding name. Who could be against that? That's part and parcel of the Civil Rights Act that LBJ passed, and a very intelligent, very brilliant Democrat by the name of Daniel Patrick Moynihan out of New York argued against, saying that it would destroy the black community and family. And he was absolutely right. And LBJ used to call it the N Act and said, I'll have those N's voting Democrat for the next 200 years, 80 years on. Was he wrong? He knew exactly what he was doing. They're creating a dependent class, and that's how they're keeping. And that blows my mind. And, I mean, that's what the whole border thing is about as well. Why they want to let in all these illegals. They want to create another class.
Let me explain about the border and what's going on. Do you know about the SAD, Special Activity Division of CIA? SAD?
No.
SAD, the rules were going to be changed by John F. Kennedy because he realized they had too much power. They were a special knockoff division that weren't under the same rules as the regular CIA, right? And when he wanted to change the rules, they got together with the Mafia and the Israeli Mossad, and they killed Kennedy, including the so-called guy that was an ex-president, was actually at the home planning the murder of Kennedy, which was done not, by the way, up in the book depository. I got the actual autopsy. Before it got classified, I saw everything, okay? So Dr. Deagle knows a lot more than the average knucklehead doctor, even American doctor, down looking at the so-called reports. What we have to understand is SAD runs the drug cartels around the world to the tune of $2 trillion a year. They run the human trade, which is why I call him Agent Epstein. He's not a just Epstein. He's an agent of the CIA, Mossad, and so on, honeypot guy, doing sexual blackmail and sex magic rituals, and blackmailing billionaires and princes like this British prince. What you got to understand is the real world is not the world you think. The real world is what Deagle knows. It's pretty damned ugly, and if I wasn't saved, a saved Christian, I thought there's something after life, I would have killed myself. I'm a saved Christian. Believe me, that took a long time. God had to beat me down good to make me, like, making taking your body like a flower trying to make a perfume, aromatic to his nose. I'm a real hardened Special Forces Delta Spore Force Christian, not a little mushy Christian, okay? I know that if I screw up, I deserve to die and be annihilated. God even warned me, hey, you fall away, Deagle, I'll destroy you. I understand that. Makes sense to me. So I want people to understand that, when you say socialism sucks, socialism is the devil's jam, isn't it? The devil's jam. Hey, slap some socialism on that. So you got these spoiled brat kids now living in mama and daddy's home, and they want everything free. Now, I want it affordable. I don't want kids having such debt they can't get a home or car or start a family. But it's not free. Nothing's free. I want to make sure that foreign students here aren't stealing our technology, half a million Chinese students. And now they're arguing over race because these are smart students. They want to be able to invade all our top universities and take over all the spots. If you go to the University of Southern California, USC, the Chinese are taking over because they're smart and they're driven and they're driven just like in the Jewish culture. In the Jewish culture, if you don't have high grades, where are the other 4 points or 3 points, Johnny, or whatever your name is, let's say, a Chinese name or a Jewish name? Mama's not happy unless you get those last 2 points. Now, you got to understand that they have unidirectional intelligence. They don't have creative intelligence. That's why they don't innovate in China. They steal and modify. That's what they do. Just like they got Bombardier's
high-speed rail. That's the way the world works. That's what people in America don't understand because they've never been outside the borders.
Right.
Go out there. You know, these punk millennial pukes who get offended or whatever the hell you want to call it, man, go take your ass over to Africa or Asia and survive there for a year or two, then come back here and tell me how bad you have it.
Yeah. Here's what I would like to do to fix the kids up. Number one, I want them to have that course, How to Win in Court, between grade 6 and 9. Everybody, before you get a trade. Number two, I want apprenticeship to start in grade 9 for whatever career path you're going in. And you could change that, but you should be apprenticed, whether it's medical, plumbing, electrical, computing, whatever.
Yep.
But you start an apprenticeship when you're
absolutely
in grade 9.
Right.
And the government can back it or support it, okay? But it should be mainly corporations and their money, because the people are eventually going to be in their corporation. Number three, I want online training. I want it so somebody can take online university and other courses, including medical. I want alternative pathways. So if you're a medic and you've done 6 tours of duty and doing surgery in a mass unit, damn it, if you can study the anatomy and everything online and prove you know the stuff, and you can go to a surgical center to prove you know how to do an appendectomy or an AO plating or whatever for a broken bone, you're a surgeon, Sam, damn it. So this idea that you can't master this information, let's say you've been a nurse 20 years in obstetrics and you've delivered, let's say, 100,000 babies, and you want to learn to do a C-section, what's the problem? Okay? Now, the same with lawyers. Why do people have to go to law school? Why do they have to go to law school? If I do a pro se litigant course and I master the database to become an attorney, do I need to join a bar association? Can be disbarred? I think everybody should be disciplined. For example, doctors should not have malpractice. They should have mediation, and they should monitor them. And if you're a knuckle skull and you don't understand things and it shows you're getting pre-dementia or you don't have the surgical skills because you haven't done a shoulder in 5 years, you need to go back for a weekend or two to prove you actually know how to do a shoulder with modern technology. Once you prove you actually master the database.
You're a free market thinker like I am.
Right. And so I believe the idea that you need migration, you need to get rid of state licensing, get rid of state licensing, let everybody write off everything. If you apply, get vitamins or the technology to make yourself live longer and healthy, everybody walking around this country is a liability. Think of it as a big bill to do. So if Johnny's daddy, who's 80, could live to be 100 and go back into sports, he's not a liability to the nation. If Johnny's daddy wants to volunteer and do something good for younger people, train them or apprentice them, great. The problem is when someone gets sick, the cost to everyone goes up. And the idea of these knuckleheads wanting to give socialized health care when they haven't fixed the health care system, I'm working on life extension. My life extension technology, like my Red Deer Velvet and my epigenetic frequency, God told me he's going to give me the years of Methuselah back. I'm not only the doctor, one of the senior doctors in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, I'm the doctor for the founder, Dr. Ron Klatt. Do you know that? Dr. Deagle.
I did not.
Did a lecture a year and a half ago explaining my epigenetic frequency therapy and gene control. I did my first lecture on this in 1982. That's a long time ago, 1982. All right? 37 years.
But you have practical knowledge of that.
Right, but you see, there's no one like me on the earth. But God's given me a promise. He told me, and my colleagues, all the way including my stem cell, for example, you want stem cells? I don't have a stem cell clinic, but I got clinics all over the world. If you want an intrathecal stem cell for your MS, I have a gentleman, a young gentleman, his name is Isaac. We're going to send him over here with my nutraceuticals and my Red Deer Velvet. He's going to get his own blood and mesenchymal stem cells drawn from his bone marrow, and they're going to put it through an anesthesiologist into his spinal fluid. And Hadassah University in Israel has already proved it'll regenerate his myelin sheath four layers, and all of a sudden, he won't be MS anymore.
And that's the difference between socialism and capitalism.
Right.
Capitalism, your system would prevail.
And it's also a fraction. And by the way, Dr. Royal runs a Native Foundation, so his stem cell therapy, when it draws your own bone marrow from your blood, is like $5,000 compared to $100,000 at a clinic in Central America, where they don't do a damn thing to prep you up to get the toxins out of you. They give you the right nutraceuticals, so you have the building blocks like my Red Deer Velvet and oncomycin beforehand. Now, if you think there's anybody comparable to Deagle in the world, you're a moron. I'm unique. There's lots of colleagues that are great, and they have one
slice of it. You're a product of capitalism,
A product of socialism. And I also innovation.
You're a product of socialism. You can only repeat what you already knew, which is what you read in a stupid book that was written by a bureaucrat.
So socialism is basically brainless, satanic suicide. And innovation is godly because God made us to have the energy, flux, density, altering ability to change the world and the universe. And that's why when Jesus
comes
back,
the way I put it is,
it's our destiny.
Socialism stultifies. So
right,
capitalism is cool and socialism sucks.
Exactly. Get your book.
Yes.
Joe Sixpack. Amazing discussion. Our destiny is to become the bride of God, and by the way, to be co-equal with the Creator as we spread across, as the Queen of Heaven, all the galaxies in the cosmos. That's our destiny.
Love it.
And socialism doesn't fit with that at all.
No. Nope.
Not. And the medicine for the blue.